You didn't know you missed me because you weren't here.
Mr. Chairman, you're ready.
We didn't record, so I won't share my opinion.
You're ready to go. Okay. Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, November 8th, 2021, and it is 6 p.m. First item of business, Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes. Dave Stewart. Tom Holman.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer
is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Appreciate that. Scott, would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the November 8th, 2021 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. This time, I'd like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item of business is review and action of the October 12, 2021 Planning Commission meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none.
I'll make a motion to approve the October 12, 2021 meeting minutes.
Have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Minutes are approved. We'll move on to public hearing and final vote. First item is 21-012. Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to limit 4 minutes to the speakers, not including the applicant.
Okay, we have a motion to limit time to 4 minutes.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimous. First item, 21-012, Rezoning Lifestyle Contractors, LLC.
Okay, case number RZ-2112. Lifestyle Contractors, LLC, represented by Greg Richard, is seeking Planning Commission recommendation in support of rezoning two parcels located off Lakeshore Drive, Branson. The property is currently zoned R3, multifamily residential district. The rezoning request is for NR3, multifamily nightly rental district. Property is served by Public Water District Number 2 for water, Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Access to the parcel is off Lakeshore Drive. So follow my cursor, Lakeshore Drive, two highlighted parcels on the west side of Lakeshore. So here's our zoning layer on Beacon. Of course, the yellow hatched is your R3, C2, C1, the yellow is R1. And then this is just pulling in the drive, basically right in this location. Behind these fenced in areas are two existing foundations that are part of this rezone request. So So looking back to the north, somewhat in the corner of the property, there's a single-family home here that's not part of this request. One of the foundations is here, and then the condominium building is not part of this request. Then another foundation, and then another single-family home. So now I've just turned around, walked a little ways, and looked back to the south. This high road up here that you see is Lakeshore Drive. So there's the south foundation. I'm standing on part of the property that's in this request. There's the north foundation. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant and pull it up on our GIS.
Representative?
Yes. My name is Greg Richards, 1015 State Highway 248, Suite E, Branson. I'm the acting agent for Lifestyle Contractors in this request. Definitely here to answer any questions or any concerns. Or
you want to pitch what the project is?
So exactly. So what we're doing is obviously on those two existing foundations, going to build 8 units and have 16 units altogether, finish the completion of those existing foundations. And then in this section right here, you saw they kind of cleared everything, is we're going to put 5 actual individual lodges along here for Night Rental also. They will all be VRBOs, a VRBO project, hence the reason why we need the Nightly Rental 3.
Where's your entryway going to come in at?
Everything's going to come in here, down through.
So the one you currently have is temporary?
That one, that was existing. That was already there.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Well, so the only thing that we're approving or disapproving is the nightly rent. You can go ahead and build these condos.
For R3, it's R3.
Okay.
It's zoned R3. But to get the nightly rental use, you would need to rezone it to the NR3. Yeah.
Any other questions, comments for the applicant? Do we have anybody that signed up to speak in favor of this application that did sign up? Anyone signed up that is opposed to the application that would like to speak or have questions? Okay, I see a couple. Either one of you want to go first?
You go ahead.
My name is Mike Ziga. I'm the president of the COA at Redbud Shores. We are directly next to the proposed zoning change. I bought our home at Redbud 12 years ago because it was quiet there and there were no nightly rentals at Redbud. At that time, the COA was established and it bought the land that next to our condos as future development land. I voted yes in an effort to keep the bank from selling the land to timeshares and to keep out nightly rentals. Doing so has preserved our peace and quiet. It is quiet and relaxing here. Now, as I understand it, earlier this year, Taney County implemented traditional zoning, and which was meant to benefit Redbud, which is my community, by governing the size and shapes of structures and parcels so we can be assured that a divided lot or a new building on a neighboring property, which is Briarwood, would be in harmony with the area. Now, not even a year later, the developer wants to change the zoning to be out of harmony with Redbud. A group of cottages, I understand, are set to be put put there and rent it out on a nightly rental, and that to me has nothing to do with residential qualities, and I think that's a commercial use of the land, and the land further to the north is zoned commercial and has a bunch of resorts with cottages in them that are rented out, but they're zoned commercial, nightly rentals have the potential to be incompatible with surrounding residential uses, according to what I've read in the zoning brochure. And I didn't want them to materially alter our neighborhood with cottages, which is residential. So there will be overcrowding of land with that amount of structures and parcels, and that's what traditional zoning was supposed to prevent, to protect Redbud's property values by keeping incompatible or unsuitable uses away from our property. So allowing a zoning change now would be turning away from the standard Taney County created in April. Our property values have gone up since April. We want to protect our property values. Another issue with the overcrowding, the adjacent land is parking. Cars will be coming over to Redbud to park. If that happens, the developer would need to pay to have a security gate at Redbud. Also, I can't think of any better buffer that would keep the noise level out of Redbud to preserve our peace and quiet. Traffic's another consideration. Taney County does not enforce the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit up and down the hill in front of my property. That combined with the overload on Lakeshore from campers at Kanika on weekends will force the need to widen Lakeshore Drive or come up with an alternative solution. And recently we've seen an increase in accidents where Lakeshore meets Highway 76. That intersection will have to be changed also, but no matter what type of building is allowed at Briarwood, any expansion will adversely affect the water pressure at Redbud. We are under a water-well agreement with Briarwood where a well and a well house and a tank is on Redbud land, and it's supplied water to both Briarwood and Redbud. Water pressure currently operates at capacity, and the system will need to be upgraded to supply any new construction water. That totally needs to be the developer's responsibility if he increases his need for water, not Redbud's, where there are multiple retirees of fixed incomes.
You're past the 4 minutes, so can you just summarize? Do you have a final statement?
Yes. Okay, in conclusion, Redbud protests any change in the current traditional zoning, and we protest the building of commercial cottages on residential land.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir?
Sorry. You're good. Terry Fleeman. I represent my mother. We are a single family with a residence at Redbud as well. My father and I come from a developer family, and so I've got really no problem with what they're trying to do. The biggest question I have is what was just stated on the issue with the water. Has that been looked at? Has that been certified? And what are the processes going forward with the water recommendation there? As well as again, what was just stated with the roadway. I know with Kanakuk there's a lot of kids going back and forth across the road, and again, multiple more vehicles coming up and down that roadway. I didn't know if there was anything, done at this point with that or if there was going to be. I had one more, but I forgot it. But as long as those things are met, I don't guess there's really anything that we can do, but we just want to make sure that, you know, our voice is heard on that and that the proper recommendation is put in place, you know.